श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी ते नाम ने मत सरस्वती गुरवान पिछले से सुन्या पिछति आ सतरिन ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीशुक उवाच वृत्रा विक्राम संविघ्ना सर्वदेव सहर्षिभिः तद्वदायर्तयन्निन्द्रम् नैचद्भीतो बृहद्वदा श्रीशुक उवाच वृत्रविक्राम संविघ्ना सर्वदेव सहर्षिभिः तद्वदायर्तयन्निन्द्रम् नैचद्भीतो बृहद्वदा श्रीशुक उवाच श्रीशुकदेव गोस्वामी सेड वृता ऑफ वृत्रासुरा विक्रमा बाय द पावरफुल एक्टिविटीज संविघ्ना बीइंग फुल ऑफ एंजाइटीज सर्वे ऑल देवा डेमिगॉड्स Saharishibi, with the great sages, Tadvadaya, for the killing of him. Arthayan requested Indram Indra na aichat declined. Bhita being afraid. Brihadvadat due to killing of Brahmana. Shri Shukadev Goswami answered, when all the great sages and demigods were disturbed by the extraordinary power of Vritrasura, they had assembled to ask Indra to kill him. Indra, however, being afraid of killing a Brahmana, declined their request. Text 5. Indra uvacha stribhudruma jalair eno vishvarupa vadodhavam vibhaktam anugrihnadbir vritrahatyam kvamarjmiham. King Indra replied, when I killed Vishvarupa, I received extensive sinful reaction, but I was favored by the women, land, trees and water, and therefore I was able to divide the sin among them. But now if I kill Vritrasura, another Brahmana, how shall I free myself from the sinful reactions? Shri Shuku Vacha Rishayastad Upakarnya Mahendramidam Abruvan Yajayama Badramte Hayamedhena Masmabai. Shri Shukadev Goswami said, hearing this, the great sages replied to King Indra, O King of Heaven, O good fortune unto you, do not fear, we shall perform an Ashvamedha sacrifice to release you from any sin you may accrue by killing the Brahmana. Hayamedhena Purusham Paramatmanam Ishvaram Ishtva Narayanam Devam Mokshasepi Jagadvadat. The rishis continued, O King Indra, by performing an Ashvamedha sacrifice and thereby pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Super Soul, Lord Narayan, the Supreme Controller, one can be relieved even of the sinful reaction for killing the entire world, not to speak of killing a demon like Vritrasura. Brahmaha pitriha gogno matri hacharya Agavan Shvadapulla Kasako Vapi Shudhye Ranyasya Kirtanat Tammashvamedina Mahamakina Shadhambitos Madhir Anushtitena Hatvapi Sabrahma Characharam Tvam Nalipyasekim Kalanigrahena. One who has killed the Brahmana, one who has killed the cow, or one who has killed his father, mother, or spiritual master, can be immediately freed from all sinful reactions simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Narayana. Other sinful persons, such as dog eaters and chandalas, who are less than shudras, can also be freed in this way. But you are a devotee, and we shall help you by performing the great horse sacrifice. If you please Lord Narayana in that way, why should you be afraid? You will be freed even if you kill the entire universe, including the Brahmanas, not to speak of killing a disturbing demon like Vritrasura. Purport. It is said in the Brihad Vishnu Purana, Namnohi Yavati Shakti Papa Nirharane Hare Tavat kartum nashaknoti patakam pataki nara. Also in the Premavivarta by Jagadananda Pandit is said, Eka Krishna name papira yata papashaya bahujamme se papi karite naraya. This means that by once chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can be freed from the reaction of more sins that he can even imagine performing. The holy name is so spiritually potent that simply by chanting the holy name, one can be free from the reaction to all sinful activities. What then is to be said of those who chant the holy name regularly or worship the deity regularly? For such purified devotees, freedom from sinful reaction is certainly assured. This does not mean, however, that one should intentionally commit sinful acts and think himself free from the reactions because he's chanting the holy name. Such a mentality is a most abominable offense at the lotus feet of the holy name. Namno baladyasya hi papa buddhi. The Lord's holy name certainly has the potency to neutralize all sinful reactivities. But if one repeatedly and intentionally commits sins while chanting the holy name, he is most condemned. These verses name the performers of various sinful deeds. In the Manusamhita, the following names are given. A son begotten by a brahmana and born from the womb of a shudra mother is called Parashava or Nishada. Nishada, a hunter accustomed to stealing. A son begotten by a Nishada in the womb of a Shudra woman is called Pukasa. A child begotten by a Kshatriya in the womb of the daughter of a Shudra is called an Ugra. A child begotten by a Shudra in the womb of the daughter of a Kshatriya is called a Chata. A child begotten by a Kshatriya in the womb of a lower class woman is called a Shwada or dog eater. All such offspring are considered extremely sinful, but the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so strong that all of them can be purified simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. The Hare Krishna movement offers everyone a chance to be purified regardless of birth or family, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.18. Kirata kunandra pulinda pulkasha abhira chumba yavana kasadaya yenye chapapa yad apashraya shraya shudyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. Kiratas, hunas, andaras, pulindas, pulkashas, abhiras, shumbas, yavanas, members of the Kasa races, and even others addicted to sinful acts can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord, for He is the Supreme Power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto Him. Even such sinful person can certainly all be purified if they chant the holy name of the Lord under the direction of a pure devotee. Herein the sages encourage King Indra to kill Vritrasura, even at the risk of Brahmahatya, the killing of a Brahmana, and they guarantee to release him from sinful reaction by performing an Ashwamedha Yajna. Such purposely devised atonement, however, cannot relieve the performer of sinful acts. This will be seen from the following verse. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Ahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayivacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we can derive so many lessons from this pastime of killing Vritrasura, first of all, Indra, like we heard yesterday, was unhappy because of killing Vritrasura. Although all the demigods and sages were happy, he was unhappy. Because he knew that Vritrasura, although externally in the body of a demon, an asura, he was actually a Vaishnava, a pure devotee of the Lord. So naturally he was feeling, being himself a devotee, he felt bad, very bad, he felt really unhappy. Although the sages assured him that they will atone for this. But this same idea that, okay, you do this, then we will do that to atone, is itself wrong. Because the intention is the most important thing in doing activities. If somebody is planning in this way, I will do some sinful activity, but okay, I will atone, in this way, is worse than the sin itself. The mentality behind the act is worse than the sin itself. No? Because, somebody may quote, the story of Ajamil. I've heard even some devotees quoting Ajamil. Okay, Ajamil, he was released because he chanted the name of the Lord, Narayan. Okay, even if I'm too fallen, whatever, I will do the same. But the difference is that Ajamil didn't plan to do that. It just happened accidentally. There is a difference between an accidental fall down and a planned one. And with the idea to counteract by doing some, prayaschita or atonement, even by chanting the holy name of the Lord. It's said in the Shastra, as Prabhupada's quote in the Shastra, Briha Vishnu Purana, that even if one chant one name of Lord Hari can nullify even more sins that the person can perform. That powerful is the holy name. But if somebody take advantage of that, and with the mentality, I can go on committing sins, doesn't matter, I will counteract by chanting afterward the holy name. That's the gravest offense at the holy name. So we have to be very extra careful about that. And beside that, when Indra found out that Vritrasura was a Vaishnava, a pure devotee. Because while fighting with him, Vritrasura preached to him Krishna consciousness in such a nice way that Prabhupada explained that actually Vritrasura was playing the part of the spiritual master of Indra by instructing him to perform his duty. He thought, although I don't see you as my enemy, Vritrasura told him, it is my duty to fight you, so I'm performing my duty. I'm not attached to victory or defeat or this or that. But you should perform your duty too. You should try to kill me. Don't be disappointed in this way. So Indra understood. He was actually struck with wonder. How is this demon is a great Vaishnava? How is this possible? All right, I understand the case of Prahlad Maharaj. He had his guru, Narad Muni, he instructed him. So, but how this demon became Vaishnava? Because he wasn't born, like ordinary child is born. He was born from fire. So why he is accepted as a Brahman? Because Tvashta, the performer of the Yajna, was a Brahman. So he was the cause of creating Vritrasura. So he's the father. So he's a Vritrasura, the son of a Brahmana. He's a Brahmana himself. More than Brahmana, he's Vaishnava. Like we heard yesterday. So that's why Indra was really afflicted after killing Vritrasura with unhappiness, sorrow. Actually, it is said, although externally appeared to be that Indra was victorious and Vritrasura was defeated, was the other way around. Because Vritrasura, after being killed, he went to the spiritual world, back to Vaikuntha, and Indra remained in the material world. So who was defeated? Who was victorious? So from the external point of view, we can analyze things, but we have to see, you know, the internal meaning of those pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, how they give us so many lessons, many teachings. Even when Vritrasura was Chitraketu, he was a liberated soul. And apparently, he committed some so-called offense at Lord Shiva, but wasn't actually an offense. Prabhupada explains that. Actually, first, Chitraketu glorified Lord Shiva. And then he was amazed that, oh, you are such exalted person, but you are externally behaving like an ordinary man, you know, showing too much attachment and affection publicly in front of the sages to your wife, sitting her on your lap. That's really amazing. So he was criticizing a little bit, but he wasn't offending him. It wasn't his intention to insult or offend Lord Shiva. Because he recognized, it wasn't like Daksha who tried to minimize the position of Lord Shiva and to put him on his own level, you know, and to offend him in that way. But Chitraketu didn't offend Lord Shiva because his intention was to point out that that some people may misuse this to justify their own activity, saying, oh, Lord Shiva did like that too, so I also can do it, you know. Of course, great Ishvaras are beyond, you know, rules and regulation for human beings, you know. Like sometimes people criticize even Krishna for dancing with the gopis at midnight. Once I was traveling by train from Calcutta to Mayapur, Kushanagar. And one Bengali man, he approached me and asked, may I ask you a question? I said, yes. He said, was you born Christian? I said, yes. Why you become then Hindu? And I saw a cross on his chest. So I asked him, was you born Hindu? He said, yes. So why you became Christian? So his answer was, well, I don't understand, you know, Krishna is, you know, dancing with somebody else's wives, and, you know, this is not good, not moral, and that's why I saw that Jesus was very renounced and austere, you know. And so I thought, that's because you don't have a Vaishnava guru to explain to you the truth about Krishna, no? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, jamma karma cha me divyam evam yo vititattvata tyakta deham punar jamma naiti mameti so Arjuna, that though the person understand my birth and activity in true, doesn't take another birth in this world, so it's not an ordinary thing. Even once one devotee asked Prabhupada that some man challenged me like that, why Krishna is immoral, you know, like that, by dancing with somebody else's wife. Prabhupada became angry, defending Krishna. Prabhupada said, Krishna is Sarvaloka Maheshwara. He's the proprietor of the whole universe. So that means all women belongs to Krishna. That means if you have a woman, you are stealing a woman from Krishna. Not Krishna is stealing from anybody else. Everybody else is stealing from Krishna. So that is the actual understanding, Prabhupada said. So that's why, you know, it's very, very difficult for most people to understand Krishna. Even in India, some people prefer to worship Lord Ram because they think it's more moral, you know, more moralist. Even I, talking with some people, they told me that, no. We understand better Ram because he's more moralist, you know. Ekapatnivrat, only one wife. That's actually a very good example for everyone. We should follow that. Prabhupada said that one should be satisfied with one wife and chant Hare Krishna. That's the austerity for a devotee, you know, to have a simple life, not complicated life, and to be satisfied by chanting Hare Krishna, you know. After all, this life is temporary, full of miseries. Why we should make it worse by committing sinful activities? It's already a problem. Why to make it worse? Doesn't make much sense. So, Britrasura actually, he understood that Indra is meant to kill me because, you know the story that what the name of the sage who performed the yagya to make Britrasura appear? Tvashta. Tvashta made a mistake by spelling the words, that his idea was to create a very powerful enemy of Indra. But some or other he mispronounced one little word, and instead of that, the person who appeared from the fire, Britrasura, Indra was going to be his greatest enemy. One may say it is the same thing, but it is not. Because according to, the Shastras and the third canto of Bhagavatam, it is said that in relation to the qualities of a saintly person, a sadhu, no? Titikshava karunika suridam sarvadehinam ajata shatrava chanta sadavasadhu bhushanam. That by nature a sadhu, a saintly person, is very tolerant, very merciful. Titikshava karunika surida sarvadehinam, is friendly to everyone. Surida sarvadeh. Ajata shatrava, he doesn't have enemies. So although Britrasura was fighting Indra, he didn't thought that Indra is my enemy. Inside himself, internally. He just was performing his duty without attachment to the result. And he preached to Indra in that same way, that I'm detached, you know, from the result of this fight. You know? Either you die, I die, what is the big problem? This life is temporary. So actually, when Britrasura died, he didn't feel any pain because he was already. What happened is, the Bhagavatam is explained that Indra could cut off both arms of Britrasura, but Britrasura opened up his big mouth and swallowed Indra with Airavata. So all the demigods were very much disturbed, you know, by this. They were crying, you know, helpless. And Britrasura thought, okay, now I killed Indra, so what is the need to be here in this material body anymore? So he sat down and entered samadhi, to meditation, absorbed completely in the Supreme Lord. But Indra, by his power, he survived being swallowed by Britrasura, and with his thunderbolt, he could open the belly of the Trasura and come out alive. But because Vitrasura was completely absorbed in ecstatic trance, he didn't feel any pain. And took Indra 360 days to cut off the throat of Vitrasura. So strong was he. But he was already gone. He was already in Vaikuntha. So actually he wasn't killed. Indra was killed. Not Britrasura. So this is a very interesting different perception of the same pastime and we can take so much encouragement and lessons from them. That's the whole idea about hearing the pastimes of the Lord and His pure devotees. Satam prasangam mama veriya sambidu bhavanti ritkarna rasayanat kata tajyoshanadasha pavarga vartmani shradaratir bhaktir anukramishyate. That to hear the pastimes of the Lord and the association of the devotees is very pleasing to the ear and to the heart, and this diminish our suffering in this material existence. And not only that, but increases our faith, our attachment, our devotion to the Lord and His pure devotees step by step. So this is very wonderful that we can hear all these wonderful leelas of the Lord. And in this way we can make spiritual advancement. The devotee should be anxious to make spiritual advancement, to increase his faith and love for Krishna. That's the goal of human life. And it is interesting how Prabhupada quoted in the Shastra that the most fallen people can get purified just by the process of devotional service. Even they are born in very low condition or low family, still, just by embracing the process given by Lord Chaitanya, chanting the holy name, they can derive all benefit in life. And this is the only one good quality in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is full of so many faults, so many problems, but there is only one good quality, that if somebody takes shelter in the chanting of the holy name, can get all perfection in life. Recently, I was in Trinidad and Venezuela. We had a program in a music school. Many, 200, 300 students came, and many other people came. And they asked so many good questions. But at the end, we have like 1.5 hour kirtan. And all the students, well, the first time they come in touch with the devotees, and they were chanting. We had the big screen Maha Mantra, and they were chanting and dancing like devotees, very enthusiastically. Even after the program, one small boy, 10 years old, came to me and said, "This Hare Krishna song is very nice. I like it." And he started to chant. He learned by heart in one time. He learned by heart. He couldn't stop, was 5-10 minutes chanting. He liked it so much. Then his aunt was with him. She said, "Yeah, he's my nephew. And I have a radio program. I would like to interview on the program." So they invited us for more preaching. And then later I asked about that boy, how he's doing, your nephew said. She said, "In that house where he lives, even the parrot is chanting Hare Krishna." I say, "Well, this is so good, you know. I mean, one time, touch with the holy name can change somebody's life. It's so good. This process given by Lord Chaitanya and brought by Srila Prabhupada is so wonderful, so amazing." And Trinidad, we have a big Ratha Yatra, you know, 3.5 hours parade. So many people chanting, listening. Prasad distribution. Wonderful. So we have to stress the positive things in our movement, you know. There are so many problems, everybody knows. But we have to stress on the good things so we can overcome the bad things. Okay. So anybody has any question, comment? Yes. Madam Mohan Prabhu, yes.
A little different than just the way you're ending it. It mentioned that it's the most abominable if it's this sitting on the strength of chanting. Those are two really strong words. It's abominable and it's the most abominable. So I was wondering if you could just explain why they're using the word abominable in that connection. Because he's still going to chant, But because he's chanting with this mentality,
because it is a cheating mentality, you know, try to cheat the holy name, which is non different from Krishna, is an abominable mentality, you know, to outsmart Krishna. It's an abominable like mentality to try to do that, you know. Okay, since the holy name is so powerful, okay, no problem. I'm a devotee. It doesn't matter if I, you know, do some sinful activity. After a while I will chant, then everything will be all right. That mentality, I mean, is criminal, practically speaking. What to speak of abominable? It is even criminal to think like that. Yes.
But when you're chanting, you get freed from the cheating mentality and the criminal mentality. That's what the chanting takes care of.
Yeah, of course.
Free from sins.
Yes.
But yet he's performing it on the strength of the chanting. So why didn't it take place before that? That now it's still there. That now it's coming back.
Well. Because we have free will. Any time, any moment, we can change our mentality, we can change our consciousness, any moment. So we have to be very careful. I mean, when devotees have problems, we should feel compassion, sympathy, that, oh, you know, he's having some difficulty, you know. So we shouldn't be like, you know, trying to make firewood from a fallen tree, you know. We should try to help if we can. The idea is that we should try to protect ourselves from this mentality by chanting constantly the holy name and pray for the mercy of the holy name, you know, to protect us from such abominable mentality that let me use the holy name for my own purpose, for my own sinful intention, you know. Of course, by chanting Hare Krishna, one can get purified, no doubt. But because we have free will, and until we become pure devotees, there is always chance to fall down. Always. But there is a difference of an accidental fall down and an intentional one. There's a big difference. You see? This holy name is so powerful, it is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that even if a Muslim is being killed in the jungle by a boar, and while dying he say haram, haram. Haram in Arabic means abominable, most abominable. But haram means Lord Ram also. So that sinful Muslim, just by saying haram, he will go to Vaikuntha, because wasn't his intention to nullify his sins by saying that, by chanting the name Ram. See? So the intention is the most important thing while performing devotional service. Because Krishna is in the heart. We can't cheat Krishna. So we have to be very humble, very sincere, and pray to remain like that, you know. Not to lose that, because sincerity can also, we can lose our sincerity if we are careless or we fall in bad association. No? There is danger in this world at every step. Isn't it? Any other guest, Prabhu?
This is very nice, but also that sloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita explains Parishabde nana artha dui mukhatama sarva mangala hare prem diya hare man. The goal, Prabhupada said, until the love develops, there will be a lot of argument, committing again, anartha is still there. But once the love develops, no more discussion.
Yes.
Automatically. So until that mood or the bhava arises. But in the same quote, I was just mentioning the Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Prema Samput. Has one nice article first time, at least satisfied me, because I was curious, because in India this question is like almost even the Muslim knows. that Krishna hadn't dancing with others' wife.
Yes.
So the Prema Sambhuti explains that the intimacy, emotional satisfaction between Radha and Krishna is so intense. The gradation is so intensified that there is no aisharja at all, touch. So if it ever revealed to a person in this world, they will bow down. Everybody, every living entity in the entire universe will bow down and glorify it. So the aisharja will mix. And Radharani doesn't want that. So it always appears like Krishna is a lusty man instead of the highest glorious.
Yes.
Only because devotee will understand that, and through devotion they can get it.
Yes, because... Yeah, you're right. Thank you for your comment. Because after all, this material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So, remembering that, we can understand that actually lust is the transformation of prem. You know, when directed to the material world, but when this lust can be purified and can become prem again, because the prem is already there. Nitya Siddha Krishna prem is there in the heart of every living entity. It just have to be, the heart must be purified, so the prem will appear again. It's already there. But it's a process. It's a process, and we have to be careful following the process without deviation. There is a chance of deviation any moment. We should be careful. We should keep ourselves in association of devotees. Prabhupada said 90% of our advancement depends on the association of devotees. Of course, we should associate with devotees who can help us to advance in spiritual life, who can give us some good association, good advice.
With the mentality of taking advantage of sadhu, not just association, but for how to serve. By service, we get it.
Yes.
Because the letter of Srila Prabhupada in 68 to Sasarup Das Goswami is very unique to me. It says that our relationship is eternal. In spite of our relationship, if one lags behind, one will not meet others at the final destination. This is in the Veda base. Therefore, he gives an example, birds of a feather flock together.
Yes.
All birds fly in the sky by their own strength. Therefore, in our ISKCON movement, we must be always intact with the Sadhu Sangha and remain Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
And that personal strength comes from Sadhu Sangha. So with that mentality, if I serve the Sadhu, then I will remain always steady and progress towards the spiritual sky.
Definitely. Yeah, that's very nice conclusion. That we have to have the mentality. Actually, Lord Chaitanya stressed three very important things. Namruchi, Vaishnava Seva, and Jivadaya. Jivadaya means to show compassion for the Jivas, fallen soul. Namruchi, develop a taste for the holy name, and Vaishnava Seva. Most important three things. He stressed these things. So if we stress also these our things in our own life, you know, we will be protected. And Prahlad Maharaj said, can't remember the name of the book, but he said that when a devotee feels the happiness, the bliss of the spiritual life of devotional service, and his hair stand on end, that protect him as a shield against the influence of Maya. See? So our process is param drishtva nivartate, higher taste. If we develop a higher taste, then lower taste will not attract us. That is the secret. Now that's the secret. We have to try to follow. Okay, thank you very much. La Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanandi.